I'm Christine Dean, and this is Live from Studio A, and it's always fun to welcome new artists to the studio. And today it is a duo known as the Stringtown Ambassadors, and they are from Asheville, North Carolina. It's Arlo Blazes and Rosalind Parducci. Welcome, guys.
Thank you so much, Christine.
Thanks for...
You've got a great radio voice, by the way. Wonderful.
Oh, I like when the artist starts by buttering me up.
Well, you know, it's always good fun.
College boy.
You guys are playing tonight at the Fickers Brewhouse in Duluth, and that show starts at 10 o'clock. So if people are interested in that, they can check that out. Well, why don't we get started with a song, and then we'll find out a little bit more about you guys. What do you guys want to start with?
All right, this is it's a little fiddle tune we wrote up in Portland, Oregon when we were there last winter.
Two cats and a dog.
Ambassadors live from Studio A. And so you guys, based in Asheville, North Carolina, but neither one of you is from there, right?
Yes.
Correct.
I grew up in the Ozark Mountains in Arkansas. Mm-hmm. And
I'm from Grass Valley, California.
Oh, okay. So how did you end up in Asheville, and how did you end up getting together musically?
We were going to school at Warren Wilson College, which is a little liberal arts college out near Asheville. And I don't know, it's a very small college, like 800 students, so it was kind of inevitable that we would find each other, and we just started playing music a lot, and all through college.
Arlo was jamming out on the lawn, and I was carrying my fiddle on my back everywhere, and I was just totally enamored, so I came out and started playing tunes.
Did you have similar musical sensibilities?
Yeah, at the time we were playing a lot of traditional Irish tunes. We've kind of... switched a little more to an Appalachian style, you know, being in North Carolina, and that's what was around. And then since then, we've been writing a lot of stuff as well recently. So, mm-hmm.
So some original stuff mixed in there. Yeah, I know I was reading, Rosalind, that you kind of started in the Celtic tradition and kind of picking things up as people do in folk music by ear, you know, listening to other people play it. And
yeah, that was absolutely, that was very much where my background came from, a lot of the oral tradition, sitting down in sessions in Grass Valley, Irish music sessions, and a lot of Scots-Irish presence in Grass Valley.
Oh, is there really?
Yeah, it's okay. It's especially culturally popular. I'm not
Alistair
sure if
Fraser is a famous Scottish fiddle player who lives in Grass Valley and kind of, I don't know, he inspires a lot of people in that community to play Scottish music, and he's very, you know, was very pro with the whole Scottish independence movement that was happening, and he's very, you know, Scottish.
That's interesting. Kind of to where these pockets of certain heritages are. I didn't know about that one.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. There's a lot of Cornish kind of influence as well out there. So it's a big blend.
And what is that kind of music like?
Cornish music?
Mm-hmm. You I don't know. Their pasties are good.
Their pasties are dang good.
I'm not going to argue with that. So how long have you guys been playing as the Stringtown Ambassadors?
About 2 years now. We started about when we could see the end of college coming down the tunnel. It was like, all right, you know, we need to call ourselves something other than just Arlo and Rosalind, which is what we'd been, you know, doing open mics and stuff at in college. And so we were driving from my home in Arkansas to North Carolina, which is a really long ways. And we decided, all right, we're going to come up with a band name today. And so we talked around and came up with the Stringtown Ambassadors. And that was July 4th, 2013.
Oh, okay. So almost exactly 2 years now. And you've been on the road for about a year. So did you graduate and then just kind of head on the road? Is that what happened?
Yep. Basically, I was like, well, getting out of college, time to go try out a new career, I guess. Got to jump in head first.
We just started mostly playing on the streets because there's this amazing street music culture in Asheville. So we were like, all right, we'll just travel the country and play on the street. And then we did that for a while. We made a little bit of money and, you know, spent a little bit more because we're traveling and all that. And it's like, all right, we need some gigs to make some more, you know. And then it's just been this process of, all right, now we need some better gigs. And, you know. And
so what's it like playing on the street versus doing a gig? How do you keep people, you know, what are the tricks that you learn to keep people interested, to get them to throw money in the thing? Is it tough sometimes?
Yeah, it can be. It's a mixed thing. It definitely, a lot of the skill set that we've been learning is how to read a crowd and get the feel for what the vibe in a place is. So that's been, it's been an interesting journey of just like, you know, we'll set up with our little sound system sometimes. Sometimes we'll just play acoustic and get a feel for what a town is like by stepping out in the streets and playing.
Mm-hmm. As they say in real estate, location, location, location. some places, there's some great towns that have a little like pedestrian strip in the downtown with no cars, and that's perfect. Because one of the biggest challenges being on the street is the constant noise, and people go by on motorcycles and in loud trucks and stuff, and it's really hard to... It's, you know, it's hard and it's frustrating to try and compete with things that are so much louder than you.
Where are the best places that you found to busk on the street?
We've had a lot of good times busking in San Luis Obispo. And that's
Madison, Wisconsin.
Madison, Wisconsin, yeah.
Boulder, Colorado, Burlington, Vermont. Mm-hmm. Good towns.
Wow, so you guys have been everywhere.
Been all around the place.
Well, so it sounds like you have quite the adventure for the past year. Any shows that stand out, regular gigs as opposed to on the street gigs that stand out?
Let's see.
We've been playing a lot of great house concerts lately.
Yeah,
actually.
that's been our kind of our up and coming vision is to play more and more house concerts. They're just, it's the most intimate thing. You're sitting there with people right up, you know, listening and focused, and it's pretty ideal. You get to know people a lot better.
Mm-hmm. And how did you find your way to Duluth, of all places?
Well, my dad actually grew up in Cloquet.
No way!
Yeah, okay. So I've you know, deep Minnesota roots. Mm-hmm. Well, not really. My family moves every generation, so... But yeah, my dad grew up in Duluth, and my mom grew up just south of the Twin Cities. So.
Oh, okay. So this isn't too foreign of territory for
you.
Yeah. That's good. Well, let's hear another song, and then we'll come back and chat a little bit more. What do you want to play now?
This is a song that we wrote. It's called I've Been Looking. Last January, Arlo and I were out in San Luis Obispo, like I mentioned, and we met an amazing banjo player named Aaron English. And so we started jamming out with her, and we had one day where she gave us this challenge to do 6 hours, 10 songs. So we all holed up in these separate rooms, and we wrote 10 songs apiece, or at least attempted to, you know, come up with 10 different ideas. And
this is one of the songs that came out of that songwriting marathon. So, I won't. Thank you.
many pieces of furniture in this house. All the physical material just slows me down. Well, my chest is filled to the brim with mysterious sounds. It's just a body between us. It's just a body between us. There's a desert in my dome, don't pick up the line. Nobody home, and it's always time to take in. So many names and numbers in this house. Can't track down an answer. I'm always in and out. All the politics, TikTok, turn my mind to stone. Pretend that it's a dialogue. Pretend that we're connected. There's a desert in my dome, don't pick up the line. Nobody home, and there's always time to take in. Personal in this house, letter to the editor, scattered over the floor, climbing over the particulars of myself. It ain't easy to find me. It ain't easy to find me. I've been looking. There's a desert in my dome. Don't pick up the line. Nobody home, and there's always time. Vision gets me into trouble sometimes. My head won't listen and my teeth just grind. Walking in my body till the day it don't climb. Then lay me down, so take my time, make a getaway. Make a getaway.
Stringtown Ambassadors live from Studio A, and one that came out of a songwriting challenge. So what is that like? How does that feel to just have to kind of come up with something out of the blue?
Power through. Well, you know, it's it gets your gears
madness.
Going. Yeah.
Madness. It's fun. It's crazy. Just trying to, like, you know, it's like taking a test in college, except it's like, I don't know, but it's different because you're trying to, like, it's creative and it's fun. You're like, I'm making this song, and you get into it, and then you're like, oh, no. Like, I spent an hour on that song. Like, I need to switch to the new song, you know.
And then you try to write, like, two songs in an hour, and that doesn't go over very well.
Well, I'm impressed that you came out with at least one that was a keeper. Were there more than that?
There was some. A lot of them were really just snippets. That song, you know, was nothing like that. It went through maybe 4 or 5 iterations of rewrites and arrangements and everything before it's, you know, stage ready. But really, you know, all you need for a good song is like one good kernel, really, to build it around.
And if you can just find that kernel, that's the hard part, I would think.
You're rummaging, you know, trying to look. Arlo wrote one song about, actually, it's funny, we both kind of focused a little bit on the stuff theme, because
we
when you're writing in a house, you know,
and
you're like trying to hole up. So Arlo wrote a song about all the many possessions that people keep. I don't know where that's going. Anyway.
It's interesting, though. How do you find inspiration, or what, you know, how that works?
Yeah.
So I was curious about something, Arlo. You did this Kickstarter for a mandolin, and I didn't get time to read more about it. What's the story on that?
So
what's so special about this mandolin?
Well, okay. I mean, basically, it's an amazing instrument. I'd been looking for a new mandolin for a couple of years, and we were in Flagstaff, Arizona, and there was a booth there from San Juan Mandolins, which is it's a builder. It's just, you know, one guy in a shop up in Southern Colorado, but he's really started to make a name for himself in the, you know, in the mandolin business, and a lot of really great players have his instruments. And so I saw it and I played it, and there was actually this mandolin. It didn't have the finish on yet, but it was strung up. I played it and I just loved the tone. I felt like it's got this amazing just voice and just so much more horizon than my old instrument. And so I was like, I need that mandolin, but it's too expensive. And so then we came up with the idea, well, we'll just do a crowdfunding campaign. Everyone else is doing it. And amazingly, I don't know, it was this strange thing because it was all online. So it was just emailing all the people I know and Facebook and all this and that. And, you know, and then the total would get a little higher and a little higher. It was kind of like a video game, you know. And then it's like, oh, we get to the end. And we were actually in California at that point. And Bobby, the builder, drove the mandolin all the way out from Colorado to deliver it to me. He was super supportive of the whole process. And it's just done such wonders for my playing, having the new instrument. It's unbelievable, really.
How so? How does it change things? Not being a musician myself, I'm curious.
It's, there's just more depth of tone. There's more different sounds that I can get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it's just so easy to play. One of the things I'd been struggling with my old mandolin, it was pretty quiet, and we were playing on the street a lot, and I was really hurting my hands and just looking at, like, man, you know, I'm trying to play music for the rest of my life, and my, you know, my fingers are sore every day, and this is, you know, I need an instrument that's got... So one of the things that's just got this wonderful projection, the sound just fills the room up, you know, without me having to, you know, bang on it.
Mm-hmm.
So
nice. So it's the right tool for the job.
Exactly.
Always makes it easier. Have you guys done some recordings? I think I've seen a couple of things that you've done.
Yeah, we were up in Portland, Oregon last March and did a live album concert up there. So that was that's our most recent project, and that was... we titled that one "From the Road." It's a lot of the stuff that we've actually been playing most recently is on that album. So it's a pretty exciting compilation.
It was kind of an amazing and terrifying thing doing a live album, though, because, you know, it was, of course, the place that we booked it. You know, this place, it was, you know, they were billed as like, oh, we do recordings here, but we can only book a Tuesday night, and like Tuesday night in Portland is not.
It's a very dead time.
So we had about six people out to the show that we're trying to, you know, we're trying to, like, all right, we need to put our best show ever on. And we did all this promotion and spent money to try and get things out. And it's like, all right, people are not showing up. Well, put on our best show anyways.
That's the spirit.
That's it, yeah. Yeah.
Well, we have time for one more. What do you guys want to wrap up with here?
Yeah.
So I mentioned earlier we play a lot of traditional Appalachian fiddle tunes. One of the fun things in the Appalachian fiddle tradition is called cross-tuning, where the fiddle is retuned from the violin tuning to a whole bunch of different, you know, all different tunes have different tunings, which is takes a lot of doing on the fiddle, but it gives a very different sound, kind of particular to the Appalachian region, so... Yeah. So we're going to do a couple of old fiddle tunes here. One's called... Well, we've been calling it Sally's Boots. I think that's what it's called, but I honestly don't remember what it was really called. We sort of made that name up because we needed to have a name. So, and then another one called Greasy Coat.
It's the Stringtown Ambassadors live from Studio A. You guys
yeah,
ready?
We're good.
All right.
Good.
Yeah.
Let's go. Sound Ambassadors live from Studio A. And again, they are all the way from Asheville, North Carolina. They are Arlo Blazes and Rosalind Parducci. Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks. Thank We're playing tonight out at Fitger's Brewhouse
starting at 10 o'clock.
We'd love to see you there.
Thanks a lot. Great to meet you guys. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Mike Nowitzki and Katie Rood. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.